About halfway through recording A Rush of Blood to the Head, Chris and I were travelling on a train up to Liverpool, and it was quite a horrible story. we were listening to what we'd recorded so far, and we both sort of looked at each other and
over a sandwich,
yeah, and a nice cup of British Rail coffee, and we were totally distraught, really. We thought we'd recorded the worst thing ever, and we thought two songs were good, Politic and something else.
In My Place,
and everything else, we thought it was the end of the world. But at the same time, we were travelling to Liverpool, and we were kind of desperate to make it quite good, or as good as we could, and so we wrote The Scientist pretty much straight away.
Train and he played it to me, and it was, you know, I could tell that it was going to be one of the you know, one of my favourite songs on the record. But sometimes it does take a long time to allow the song to grow, and sometimes it's a bass line or a drum beat or a guitar part that lifts it up a notch.
I certainly went through a period of think, of saying, like John said, I'm never going to sing anything personal again. And everything I write is going to be, you know, about science and about, you know, art history or something like that. It just didn't sound very good. And at the end of the day, people, whether they're film stars or presidents or whatever, they're just humans as well. So Johnny just said to me, don't edit anything. And so, of course, stuff from my personal life is in our songs, as it should be, and I'm very proud of it.
Thank you.